born into this life for a purpose. For each soul enters with a mission, is the way that Edgar Cayce put it. We all have a mission to perform. That purpose and living it are within your grasp. It is something that can be discovered and applied. Your soul's purpose gives your life a sense of fulfillment. The title for this book has been carefully chosen. The initial word, discovering, is probably the most important one, because your relationship to your life's mission is fundamentally an ongoing process of revelation. In other words, there is a dynamic, unfolding characteristic to the purposefulness of your life. Your soul's purpose is not something that is found once and for all and can then be put in the trophy case for all to admire. Instead, you should expect that throughout your life, there will always be opportunities to discover more about your mission. Some new characteristic of it, or some new phase of it, that is now ready to be lived. This book is a collection of tools, techniques, and perspectives. It is a collage of ideas that need to be put into practice. It's all about application. If you try to engage the ideas of this book merely at a rational, analytical level, they are unlikely to lead to a discovery of your calling. Instead, what is needed is an active application of the principles you will find here. If this book is to serve as a catalyst for your discovery of a life's mission, then you must proceed through these pages slowly, especially in the second third of the book, where you will encounter specific exercises in self-reflection and inner searching. This all takes some time to bear fruit. Fundamentally, this book addresses the question that most of us ask periodically in our lives: who am I to be? We wonder about what the future holds for us. We speculate about the possibility of something that might make our lives special, that would allow us to stand out in some unique way. It is not that we insist out of vanity on being better than everyone else. Instead, it is a natural and wonderful impetus from deep within the soul, from a place within us that knows the incredible splendor of individuality. However, the question, "Who am I to be?" is not one that can be quickly or easily answered. Instead, you must begin by asking, "Who am I now?" Because your ignorance of your present self is to a large extent the primary barrier that keeps you from your destiny. In this sense, you must learn how to stop being the old, that is, the familiar self-identity, the old ways of reacting to life, and so on, in order to clear the way for the emergence of what is to be. This principle is often presented in Edgar Cayce's philosophy. In speaking of mankind's natural desire to know about the future, he counsels us to remember that it's just as important to know from whence we have come, our roots, physically and psychologically, as it is to know where we are headed. Simply put, the adventure of this book will be as much about understanding the past and present as it will be about the future. Elements of wisdom as we start the journey. The theme of finding one's deepest calling is an ancient line of inquiry. People for millennia have asked themselves about the purposefulness of life. The three quotations that are found at the beginning of this introduction are modern pieces of wisdom about this universal sense of possibility and fulfillment. The first passage is from a Sufi master, and it addresses the feeling that we all get from time to time. For some people, that feeling becomes nearly constant, a restless disenchantment with oneself. That feeling is, in essence, the shadow side of one's inner vision of potential and possibilities. We sense that there is something more that we could be. That something is deeply related to one's calling, one's soul purpose. Once we intuit that it's there,